Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Sarah Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith and Life, the Process of Air, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the purpose, and the plan of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, this segment will encourage you in your walk of faith, will cause you to grow and even understand where you are in the process of there. Your there process is where God is taking you, God is sending you, and you will, like Abraham, know when you get there because God will let you know. But in that time of your progressive movement, God is going to shape you. He's going to make you. He's going to let you know who he is in a greater dimension. But he's also going to let you experience his love, his goodness, his kindness, his faithfulness, and his word, his truth, his life unto you. And as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're going to understand even more your purpose, the plan of God, and even how God is going to use you in that purpose and that plan to encourage someone else, to be salt to someone else, light to someone else, to be that which is necessary to lead them to Christ or even encourage them as they're walking through some things, as they look and see that you are making it. God is causing you to triumph and win, and because he's doing it with you and in your life and he's not a respecter of person, he can do it in their life as well. So God is going to get the glory out of your life, and as he gets the glory out of your life, he's going to be glorified in the earth. We've been looking at the heroes of faith, started off in Hebrews 11. Now we're looking at those individual heroes that Hebrews 11 speaks about, and now we're looking at Noah. We're looking at the life of Noah, and I said before, in the Noah walk, you're going to have to do something that has not been done or not people are not doing. God is going to call you to do something unusual. He's going to cause you to say or be that which everyone else will mock. And that will be something that you're going to have to learn how to endure and take because they're not going to understand. They didn't understand Noah. They didn't understand his faith walk, his righteous walk. They didn't understand what God was doing because at that time, during that time, rain was something that was not known or seen on the earth. The dew came up from the earth and watered, a mist came up and watered the earth, and so that there was no need for rain. So, because there was no need for it, when the Lord had Noah preaching and declaring this and letting them know what was going to happen, they laughed at him because it was something that was unknown and unseen. Sometimes the Lord will have you say and decree something that people of this generation may not have known or seen. And even though it's nothing new because what was going on during the time of Noah, it was nothing new. It was something that they just had not seen. And so they could not comprehend or grasp it because in their time they had not seen it. It doesn't mean that it was not supposed to be. It's just that they did not see it. So in this generation, God might do something that he's done of times of old, and you might be the one that he's using to proclaim it, to testify of it, to walk in it, to even make it known. And people may not understand it, and they may laugh at you because they feel like that's something that we don't need or something that we don't have to have or something that is out of date or something that they believe may not be God. But if God is saying it and we know that God is backing you with it, then you're going to see the demonstration and the faithfulness of God. So a Noah walk would be a walk where you are going to have to stand in the midst of a hard place, in the midst of a hard situation, knowing that God said it and still do what he says, decree what he says, walking what he says by faith, even if the mockers make you feel as if you are so out of touch with God. You're going to have to do that, and you're going to have to stand. Now, during the time of Noah, we understand that the Bible says in the 6th chapter of Genesis, how wicked man had gotten, and the mind and the heart of man, the position of man, like what we see today in this time. The heart and the position of man is moving away from God more and more. They're into themselves. They're into selfish ambitions, selfish motives, selfish desires. They want the pleasures. They want all the riches. They want all the power and the fame and the wealth, but they also are doing evil and wicked deeds. And so they don't want God, the knowledge of God, the light or the life of God. They don't want to be reminded of the love of Christ and the price that he paid they don't want to be reminded that there is an ultimate cost for not receiving Jesus Christ. They don't want to be reminded that the penalty of sin is death. And so that stand of Noah is a stand that we're seeing now when you start talking about righteousness. They don't want to hear that. They're calling right wrong and wrong right. And so we understand that this is the time and the hour that the church has to stand as a Noah. We have to stand saying this is what God's word is, God's will is, and this is what he wants. And this is what who he is, and we will not take down because of the culture or the time. We will still be what God has called us to be. So Noah is here, and he's telling everyone about what God's intent is, what God is going to do. And Noah pleases God. His generation, he pleased God. Noah was the first man that basically in his generation or in his time that was after the heart of God, that was after pleasing God and doing what was right in accordance to God's will. And so his generation, he was perfect. In his generation, he was perfect in righteousness, perfect in doing what God said. That was not saying that didn't make mistakes. It didn't say that he was a man that never failed. It was saying that because of his heart, his position, his stature, when it came to God and his righteousness, he desired God more than anything else. And he walked in that realm of pleasing God more than pleasing himself or pleasing man or doing anything like that. He was not perfect, but his heart of seeking after God and wanting righteousness and wanting God was in a perfect pattern, a perfect way, that he thirsted after God. And he wanted to please God in that fashion. So the Bible says that for his generation, in his generation, he was perfect. So we want God to be pleased with us in the same form, in the same fashion. When he looks at us, he wants us to be able to say that in every generation that we lived in, and every era that we lived, if we lived to be 100, and all of that time frame, we want to say, God, we pleased you more than anything else. That we touched every generation we could touch with the love and the hope and the life and the righteousness of who you are. We lived a way that pleased you, and we lived by faith, according to your word, not piously, not in a way that was self-exalting, but always exalting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and reminding them that if it had not been for you, who was on my side, I would have destroyed this life. I would have messed it up. I would have been trampled down. But thanks be unto God who causes me to triumph and win in this situation. So. That's what we want. We want that kind of life. The earth, as we know, was an earth that was just corrupt. And we're seeing that now in every aspect. We're seeing so much corruption. We're seeing so much pain. We're seeing so much hatred. But it's the love of God. When the church begins to really, really start living out, walking in, and not when we feel like it, not on an occasion, but continually showing and demonstrating the truth and the love of God, not traditions of man, not religions, but the truth of God's love, that we live that love, that we really display that love, and we allow the Holy Spirit to give us creative ideas and how to show the world what his love is, that it's out of the box thing, because we're not going to reach everybody. Everybody's not going to come to the church. So we got to find ways that it's creative to win the lost, to show them that we love them and that Jesus paid the price for them and that their life can be changed by his love, by his saving authority. And so when we do that, you're going to see there's some things that have to be because the word of God says so. But we can be the light in the midst of darkness. We can be that which brings hope and encouragement, and that we can take that place where someone is feeling despair to downtrodden and let them know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he stays to the uttermost and the guttermost, and that they can be saved, they can be delivered, bonds can be broken, they can see themselves in the light of God and his redemptive power doing something mighty in their life, but they have to know and see that through someone else. They have to see it through someone who's showing it and displaying it, someone that's going to tell them, and we've got to figure out and find ways, creative ways that we can do that and bring glory and honor to God and win loss and show that his love is more powerful than anything else that's going on in the world. And that's what you have to understand. That's what's going on in Noah's time. That's what's going on in our time. But Noah walked with God, and Noah began to seek after God, and he taught his sons the same thing, and that's what we have to do. We want to walk with God. We want him to walk with us. We want to seek after him. We want to teach our children and anybody we know that the love of God and the compassion of God and the saving grace of God is real. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Please be safe in the storm that is out here in Matthew, and know that God is our help, our strength, and our protector, and peace. God bless you. Have a wonderful worship service, and we'll be back next week going deeper into the study of Noah and hearing what God has to say about a walk of Noah and the faith of Noah. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. God bless you.